Greetings. Welcome to KTNA's Susitna Writers' Voice program and part of an archived Stardate Susitna. I'm Kathleen Fleming. During the 2016-2017 Seasons with Darkness, I produced these astronomy shows featuring a segment about the upcoming August 21st solar eclipse. Here are some excerpts from those eclipse segments. The following segment was from just this past June and started with a description of an article about the Puebloan ruins at Cedar Mesa, Utah. It's easy these days to predict when and where a solar eclipse will occur and to plot historic eclipses. As we anticipate the first total solar eclipse to touch the U.S. mainland in 38 years and the first in 100 years to sweep all the way across the breadth of the lower 48, it's amazing to think of an astonishing sequence of two eclipses in just 18 months that passed across Cedar Mesa in 1257 and 1259. Seeing the dependable, life-giving sun blotted out in the middle of the day has terrified early cultures around the world. I won't go into all the mythology and responses in this edition of Stardate Susitna, but you can imagine how freaked out people would get before we understood the science of what was happening. The sky goes dark, the temperature drops, and you don't know if the beloved sun will come back to life. So, two solar eclipses in as many years would certainly be significant. The Moon House in southeast Utah is indeed a significant, ancient, now preserved and protected astroarchaeological site. Now less than 2 months away, the August 21st total solar eclipse is the first of two in 7 years. Carbondale, Illinois is Eclipse City, as it is near the point on the center line where the duration of this totality is the longest, about 2 minutes and 40 seconds, and Carbondale is near the center line of the 2024 eclipse path that will sweep through Mexico up to Maine. How lucky is that? Well, this one in August is being called the Great American Eclipse, and national awareness is reaching a fevered pitch. I have recently returned from an outing that included visiting family and friends, a graduation and a birthday, and reconnoitering our eclipse viewing site near Madras, Oregon. Holly Papasadora and her family are living there and are prepared for the enormous influx of eclipse enthusiasts and scientists, since Madras is touted as one of a few towns along the entire length of the 4,000-mile-long shadow path with the best probability of clear skies. Holly told me that all the residents are encouraged to stock up on groceries well in advance, and restaurants and grocery stores will fill their coolers with the last deliveries before the traffic jams begin prior to August 21st. With tens of thousands streaming to Madras for the eclipse spectacle, as well as all the festivals and lectures and events surrounding Eclipse Day, running out of fresh food is a real possibility. It's a multi-day extravaganza, which is good, since no one should expect to be able to drive in and out of the eclipse path in one day. I suspect 200 miles of bumper-to-bumper traffic between any metropolitan area and the centerline across the U.S. on Eclipse Day. And Madras has Seattle and Portland to the northwest, San Francisco and L.A. to the south. Might as well consider the traffic jam as part of the social bonding that the eclipse will engender. I gave out at least 50 packets of eclipse maps and viewing glasses on my recent trip, since everyone with clear skies that day will see at least a partial solar eclipse. Most people knew something about the event, some were hearing about it for the first time from me, and some were planning to go to the path of totality. Folks within about 400 miles of the path of totality will see the sky go a weird gray color, but beyond that distance, you wouldn't notice much difference in the quality of light. Gotta know about it and have eclipse shades. That's my mission. There are numerous sources of information, including several magazines now for sale, that are entirely devoted to the science and folklore, photography, and viewing tips for the August 21st eclipse. Most of it is focused on totality, but even here in Alaska, the sun will be almost half covered by the moon. Partial solar eclipse is well worth your attention and preparation. Eclipse shades are available to purchase at the KTNA office during office hours. The eclipse is from 8:24 to 10:14 a.m. on a Monday morning. Plenty of time to glance at the moon's progress, right to left, through the lower portion of El Sol. Share the shades with anyone around you. They'll be delighted to see a thick crescent through the safe solar filter on what seems like a normal morning. You won't notice any difference in the sun or quality of sunlight unless you have a safe way of looking at the filtered sun or project its image onto a surface. Gobs of information about safe viewing techniques are available online. If you still have the option of getting to the path of totality between Oregon and South Carolina, do it. There's nothing like seeing a black hole in the sky with the sun's wispy white corona around it. The brighter stars and planets come out, and you just feel in your ancient gut that this is all wrong. It's freaky weird and a little bit scary. All the books and articles by eclipse enthusiasts talk about these universal reactions, but one sense I've had in all the 5 total solar eclipses I've seen in the last 20 years is a feeling of intimacy with the sun and moon. I've seen this rare and spectacular meeting of the 2 most important celestial deities. I've witnessed their embrace, their power, their effect on the crowds. I have firsthand knowledge of their intimate activity, and that creates a bond between us. Okay, right, that bonded feeling is only one-sided, of course, but still, it strengthens my love and wonder for all things astronomical. That excerpt was from a month ago. The total solar eclipse and partial eclipse in Talkeetna is coming up in less than 1 month. Be ready. Have a great week and keep looking up.